This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Legal experts say many of the moves made by the Interior Department were made without fully considering the laws and procedures governing changes like these, making them vulnerable to legal challenges that could delay or block them. They say many of the proposals may follow the fate of other bold and hasty moves by the Trump administration. Examples include the Florida exemption for offshore drilling, construction of a road in Alaska through wilderness areas, and withdrawing protection from national monuments. The FBI clashed publicly with President Trump for the first time, condemning a push by the House Republicans to release a secret memo that purports to show how the Bureau and the Justice Department abused their authority to obtain a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor. More than $250 million in current Title X grants, which support reproductive health services in every state, are going to start expiring soon, and so far, the administration hasn't indicated how or whether groups can apply for renewals. Equifax, still reeling from a scandal which released the private credit information for over 100 million customers, introduced a free consumer service that allows people to lock access to their credit files from a mobile phone, except it doesn't work. U.S. prosecutors have issued grand jury subpoenas in a far-reaching investigation of international sports corruption, seeking new information about some of the biggest sports organizations in the world, including FIFA, the International Olympic Committee, and the U.S. Olympic Committee, as well as the people who have successfully lobbied to host top global competitions. Both Columbia University and Brown University are either challenging the certification or slow-walking unionization efforts by their graduate students in hopes that the new Trump NLRB will take away their rights under the act. About 9,000 unauthorized immigrants protected under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in the nation work in the nation's schools, but as its fate becomes uncertain, so has theirs. Nicholas von Hoffman passed away at 88. He was best known as a journalist and TV personality on Point Counterpoint, but he first came to attention as lead organizer for Saul Alinsky in Chicago. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.